points for this Thursday, the 27th of April. Well, your taxes could be going down if it makes its way through. Tax reform unveiled by Donald Trump. Obamacare's repeal is coming closer. The North Korean White House summit with all the United States senators, that'll be in focus. And Sanctuary City is the judge that kicked that back. Yeah, he raised $200,000 for Barack Obama, the man who later appointed him to his position. Gee, what do you think? And spring spiders in Michigan, be careful. They could be quite dangerous. And so could this program. Jeff Greer, Pete Hoekstra, Congressman Jack Bergman, Congressman Tim Walberg, all stacked and packed in one great place. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome to it on this Thursday. Glad to have you here. It is the 27th of April, 2017. And if what's put forth by the Trump administration yesterday comes to pass, it could save you a ton of money. Of course, the only thing you're going to hear from the left and the media is, and it doesn't even matter where you go, does Shepard Smith drive you bananas? I mean, I can't hardly watch the guy. You know, you click him on in the middle of the day, he pretends to be objective. He's a tool. I think the guy's just a tool. Anyhow, I mean, the guy was charged a few years ago. You may not remember this. There was a news event, and he went and he was driving to this news event, and there was some young producer, a young lady from another network, standing in a parking spot waiting for the live truck to arrive. And Shepard Smith just wheeled his car in there, bumped her with a bumper, bumped her right out of the way, parked and left. Yeah, he was charged with misdemeanor assault for just being a jackwagon, frankly. Anyhow, the only thing you're going to hear from the opposition, including people like Shepard Smith and the rest of the media that opposes Donald Trump, is how it's going to help millionaires. Well, I'm not really concerned how it helps millionaires. I'm concerned how it would help me and my family and maybe you and yours. When the basic deduction for a married couple is doubled from $6,300 to $12,600, which it would be, that's a big deal. For the companies that I own, for small companies and medium-sized companies as well, dropping the tax rate to 15%, well, you can't go wrong there. That leaves a ton of extra money in people's pockets, allows people to reinvest in their companies, to grow their companies, to put more money into the economy, plus repatriating a couple trillion dollars from overseas, maybe more, with a one-time fee to bring it back home. And it'll be globally competitive, we are told. Now, if America goes to 20% for a business tax rate, that'll be important, but not really globally significant. When you look at places like Ireland that dropped their corporate tax rate to 12.5% a couple of years ago, and their economy has gone wild. But if America drops it to 15%, that will be a big deal. It'll be boom times. Because money will come here, investment money will come here from all over the globe. Despite whatever problems we may have, we're still the most desirable location on the planet for a whole host of reasons. As long as we defend our freedoms and make sure that our liberty is maintained, we will continue to be the most desirable destination, location, relocation spot on the planet. But it doesn't matter what Donald Trump does as president. Whether he puts forth a good plan for taxes or not, he will be opposed at every turn, every day. And the opposition isn't just from Democrats, but also from Republicans who act more like a roving pack of cats than a political party. For all intents and purposes, Trump is really more of an independent than truly belonging to the GOP. You figured that out, of course. He's more, probably the most independent president of my lifetime for sure, and probably of all time. In fact, many would argue openly that he has a big streak of Manhattan liberal. Where does that come from? Well, just you can look at the facts. Ivanka, for example, just announced that she is now a proponent of bringing Syrian refugees to America as part of what she called a humanitarian crisis and the big solution in the big picture. That seems the president can't even catch a break from his own family and his own senior advisors. Today will be just like every other one. Over the nearly 100 days he's been in office, the administration had a big day yesterday. They'll have a big day today. They'll have a big day tomorrow. Yesterday included a top-level security briefing for the entire United States Senate on the deteriorating situation in North Korea and the looming battle on that peninsula and what's going to happen there. And then, of course, a couple of hours later, the tax plan was unveiled. There it is. And about the same time, there it all is. And Democrats were howling, and their cohorts in the media howling before it was even made public. And then, of course, plans are now moving along to repeal Obamacare. Apparently, it's attracted the conservative Freedom Caucus. And before that announcement could even settle, moderate Republicans were taking shots at the new proposal there. It doesn't really seem to matter what's put up. President Trump is the focus of an angry media, for sure. And even angrier contempt from those on the left, and many more just looking to pile on and get a jab or two in for their own benefit and for sport. But I would strongly suggest to redirect your attention back to that USA Today column that we talked about here yesterday that focuses on a group of 25 Trump voters, all of which, every single one, would vote for him again. I've never heard of such a thing. There is exactly zero buyer's remorse. Talk to Trump supporters and see what they say. Would you vote for him again? You're damn right I would. Why? Because he's better than she was. And he's better than anything else we've been offered. And he keeps fighting for me. Those are the kind of answers you hear. Would you vote for Donald Trump again? You're damn right I would. So I would direct the attention of these people like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and a whole host of others to pay attention to what was there in the USA Today. 25 for 25. Hillary Clinton didn't fare nearly as well. 96% of Trump voters in a ABC News Washington Post poll said they would vote for him again. 96%. Only 80% of Hillary Clinton's voters said the same. At the 100-day mark, I've seen this president battled by the media every single day. The courts on several fronts have battled him on a regular basis. The left and the right have attacked him, from Chuck Schumer to Justin Amash, for that matter. This president seems to get it from all sides every single day. And here on day 98, I think the most amazing thing is that he is still standing in the batter's box, and he's still taking swings every single day. He's out there. He's swinging at it, man. 28 pieces of legislation signed so far, I believe. I'd have to go back and check, but I'll put it up. I think he signed 28 pieces of legislation into law, plus 24, 25 executive orders. It's been exciting. 14 after, quick break here on the Steve Gruber Show.